Good evening, everyone. This is Marcia on For Your Health Show. It is April the 15th of 2018. It is a Sunday. I want to welcome everybody to your my show, For Your Health. I am excited to be here tonight to share with you some wonderful things we're going to be doing. We are going to be talking about seeds and how important seeds is for us. You know, this is the beginning of the springtime. I know many parts of the world is not feeling like spring right now. It is cold. It's actually, the temperature has dropped here in Atlanta, and it's kind of cold right now. So some parts of the world are getting snow, rain, and we're here. We got a little rain today, but it's getting better, hopefully. So I am just wishing everyone a happy, peaceful Sunday. So we're just going to talk a little bit about season. This is springtime. We don't feel like it's spring right now, but we're hoping it will be spring. But my daughter and I, yesterday, we had our little spring fever because it was so nice and warm and beautiful yesterday that we went out and we got some soil and we planted some basil, some cilantro, some mint and parsley, and got some peppers and tomatoes. So a lot of people wanting to eat healthy, start their own garden. So that's what our show is going to be about, what to plant, how to plant it, and when to plant it. So tonight, hopefully we're waiting for our guests to come on with us and Baker's Creek Seed Company, but we just want to share with you the importance of seeds. And the reason why I want to be able to share this, I got a hold of a book a couple of years back, Seeds of Deception, that was written by a gentleman by the name of Jeffrey Smith. And Jeffrey Smith written that book talking about genetic engineered food and seeds being patented. I had no clue, no idea that seed could be patented or seed can be changed or hybrid. Not a farmer girl, city girl all the way, but I'm learning. And that book really, really disturbed me. Jeffrey Smith, if you want to look him up, he's very renowned throughout the world on educating our community and other parts of the world about patenting seeds, genetically engineered food, the danger it holds for us, the trouble that is happening across the world with farmers in India, not only that, farmers here in the United States who've gotten involved with Monsanto's and the hybrid seeds and other things like that, but the book was really good, and once I read the book, I was so shaken that I'm thinking, okay, Lord, what are you trying to tell us? When I said that, my Bible was open, and I keyed in on this scripture, Jeremiah 2:21, and this is what God said to Israel, yet I have given you seeds, seeds of the highest quality. How then have you turned before me into alien vines? That blew my mind, that the Creator, he's given us the seeds. We go to Genesis 1:12. He tells us we need seed to reproduce. And many times we go to the store, we buy grapes. The seeds aren't in the grapes. We buy watermelon. The seeds aren't in the watermelon. And I think it's important for us as a people to be able to have our own seeds, to grow our own food. Many of the immigrants that came to the United States had seeds in their pockets. There are stories that African women that came from Africa had seeds in their hair. I think it's important for us to own these seeds, be able to grow these seeds, and pass this knowledge down to the next generation of young people. They today have a seed bank that opened February of 2005 in the Arctic of Norway. They call it the Doomsday Vault. It's an Arctic vault of seeds that's been collected throughout all the world. This bank, if you want to imagine, it's like a bank that you go and you put your money in to save it for when you need it. The concept of this, in case there's a nuclear war or natural disaster, they'll be able to get these heirloom seeds and to reproduce and reproduce the food, the flowers, to grow again. And they are saving these seeds. And now since that seed bank has opened up, there's many, many more different seed banks that are opened up from Indian tribes, from people in India, other parts of Africa. People are saving and collecting heirloom seeds. In this doomsday vault of Norway, it is being funded by the United States government, Bill and Melinda Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation, Monsanto's, and some of these other genetic chemical companies, that they're collecting all over the world the real seeds, the heirloom seeds, and they're banking it in case there's a war or nuclear disaster that happened in the world, into the world. But my problem is that they're populating the world with patent seeds, genetically engineered seeds, or the patent seeds. So these hybrid seeds and these different seeds that are being patented that you can't reuse. Syria is the first country to withdraw their seeds from the seed bank, and we see what's happened over in Syria today. Their country is devastated. And my thing is, every American should own their own seeds, grow their own food, or have that knowledge of being able to grow their own food. People are buying seeds and saving them and putting them in seed banks, and at their home they're banking them and buying food, I mean the seeds. So this way you can reproduce and have food for yourself. And I think the great thing about it, so now this is springtime, many people are looking to do backyard gardens. Many people are looking to have planters on their deck. We're living here over in the Grant Park area in Atlanta, and when we take a walk around the community, I'm just amazed at how many people, you know, see these beautiful old homes that they've renovated. But if you go in their backyard, they have chickens, they have goats, and they also have a garden. Many people have that concept of being self-sustaining, growing your own food. People know a lot of this food is affecting our health, and they don't want that to happen. So they are taking the initiative, learning how to do this. A lot of people are even going off the grid where they are just getting away from the big city life altogether and living off the land, becoming self-sufficient. And I kind of love that idea. I think it's less expensive, so you're not tied into homeowners association fee. You're not tied into all these things that are taking your money, but being able to go to the grocery store, I mean, grow your own food instead of going to the grocery store. I tell my daughter and I remind her how I used to send her to the store with $20. And man, or $30, we came home with some bags. And now things are so high. The cost of food is so high. And, yeah, and we used to spend this little money and come home with some bags. And now you can't do that. But we want to be able to teach the next generation, because everything is processed, everything's fast food, and a lot of people don't know how to take raw food to make it real food, and food is designed to be our medicine. And that's what we want to show, how that's done. We want to bring people on the show that have this knowledge, that have these skills, to be able to share with us and to share with the next generation. So it's important for us to know how to take care of ourselves and feed ourselves. I pray nothing that's happening, what's happening in Syria and some of the things in Africa, will ever happen here in the United States. But in the meantime, I think it's important for us as moms and grandmas is to teach the next generation how to take care of themselves. And also these farmers, being able to get these farmers to know that organic food is where people want to be. They want the natural food without the herbicide and the pesticides, because we have such a high risk in our health, and food is designed to heal your body. You got Dr. Gerson, the Gerson Institute, that teaches about juicing, crispy cancer, Ty Boland, the truth about cancer, and we all learning that the farmers with the fresh fruits and vegetables, you're our lifeline. You are our source of living. You are how we're going to stay alive as a society. It's not us running to the stores, it's running to the farmers and being able to support those farmers, and that's important to us. So I just want to say welcome to For Your Health Show, and we're going to be talking more about heirloom seeds and how important that is for us. We're going to take a break. Thank you. All right. Yes, we're here to give you good information, information that will empower you and make you healthy, strong, and a better health for your family and yourself. I am waiting for my guest. I do apologize for that, but the Baker Creek Seed Company, all heirloom seeds. So we want to be able to educate us about heirloom seeds and the different seeds there is. There's so many ways you can go and purchase your seeds. I'm hoping people are thinking about owning their own, doing their own garden this year, because it's so important for us to be able to have fresh fruits and vegetables and how food is grown. So I just wanted to wait and see what we have here. Let me see if Cynthia here. Hey, Cynthia.
Yes, I am. I'm
hey,
here.
How you doing, kiddo? Okay, great. I'm waiting for Ms. Shannon to come on. Can you share a little bit, because I know you did some homework and research about heirloom seeds, or did you want to talk a little bit about heirloom seeds? Or, wait a minute, I know your family, that's all you did. You guys, Vic used to tell me that you guys never had to go to the store for anything.
No, we didn't. We did not, because we planted everything. We called the homestead the zoo. because everything we needed to eat was right there on the property. My grandfather and my uncle were the gardeners. So they kept control of the seeds and everything and planted the garden every year. And after we stocked up our house, we shared with the neighbors.
Now, you guys were saving seeds back then?
Yeah, some of them they did. But some of them they had the local, what they call the seed store.
Yes.
And at that time, they were all not genetically modified at the time. This was the farming area. This was in Mississippi. And farmers farmed, basically. So the seeds were the real thing.
And you planted your own seed. And that's great. And that's what I really want people to understand, that having our seeds, because most of the seeds, a lot of seeds are patent, and these farmers, and they said most of the seeds that are patent are the ones that are done in bulk, the ones that you purchase in large quantities. But the hybrid seeds are the ones that that open pollinate. Then the heirloom seeds are the ones that are open pollinated, where they are true to their seeds. So if you plant that fruit or vegetable, you true to get that fruit or vegetable that you had planted, which is what's an heirloom. And my understanding that the hybrid seeds are selected crossbreeding of seeds. They're controlled to breed with another seed to bring off a certain fruit and vegetable to protect it for the climate and protect it from disease. But my understanding from the hybrid plant, if you replant that, you're not guaranteed to get that protection from the disease or the climate protection or what the quality of the fruit that you had before. So you always have to go back every year and purchase those hybrid seeds again. Whereas the heirloom seeds, like your family did, they were able to save those seeds and continue to have them. Because some of these seeds have been packaged from the 18, like the Baker's Creek Seed Company have seeds, and some people have been saving seeds since 1800. And I noticed when they first started saving seeds, I was reading a story about the company, and that the company was saying that when we went to war with Iraq, the Iraqi farmers were mailing in their seeds and saying, "We're at war, save our seeds." And we may be having that happening now in Syria, because I told you earlier that Syria is one of the countries that has withdrawn their seed from the Doomsday Vault in Arctic Norway. They withdraw their seed from the bank. They no longer have any seeds in the bank. So what I've learned over these years, that there's a lot of preppers, people who are preppers, and they have safe seeds. I have seeds. I have buckets and buckets. I have quite a few buckets of seeds that, I don't know, hopefully my grandchildren may use them, or I may use them later when I get into a space to be able to use them, but I have those seeds. And I think it's important for people to save those seeds and have them, whereas many of the immigrants came to the United States and they save seeds too. But I want to send people, if you're interested in the Baker Seed Creek, I don't know why I'm having tongue tied with this, but yeah. You can go to their website, which is rareseeds.com, or you can give me a call, or take a look at our website at Yesterday's Kitchen for Today. We have quite a few seeds out there, because the Baker's Creek Seed Company is, I really, really love their seeds. And there's a film I would like you guys to watch if you're interested in planting heirloom seeds or planting seeds, period. I want you guys to take time to go to www.backtoedenfilm.com and watch that film on how to have a garden without plowing or watering. 95% of the time you don't have to water, and there's no herbicide, no pesticide. So we want to be able to show share with people in the next generation on how food is saved and how you can use seeds. I got busy. I know she had sent me her information. You guys can read on Shannon. She's been at the Baker Sea Creek Company for several years now. But getting their catalog, to me, is like getting a Sears catalog when you was a kid and it was Christmas time. Mm-hmm. You know how excited you was to get the JCPenney's and the Sears catalog and you look through there and you're getting all excited about the different seeds and, I mean, the different toys and things there is. But the seed catalog will introduce to you fruits and vegetables our eyes have never even seen before. And I think that's a great way of us being healed because fruits and vegetables have power in healing the body from juicing to eating raw. You got people who are vegetarian, vegan, and even if you're not, just introducing these different fruits and vegetables can be healing to your gut. So I was excited about them coming on board, but I don't know what happened. But we're going to kind of get through this. Anything else you want to share with us, Cynthia?
Well, I'm not that familiar about the seeds because I have an allergy to everything outdoors. So I wasn't allowed to go outdoors and do any planting or playing in the yard.
Oh, so you meant, but wait a minute. I know since you went outside, I know they had you inside canning or doing something, right?
Yeah, I was inside canning the food, but not planting.
Okay. All right. Now, you've gone back to doing it. Have you gone back to canning, or are you thinking about going back to canning?
Not quite yet. I did a lot of it when the kids were coming up. In fact, I canned everything. I made my own preserves. I canned my own foods. I would go to the slaughterhouse and buy a half cow, buy a half pig, put it in the freezer, so I never had to go to the store for anything other than milk and occasional loaf of bread the whole time the kids were coming up. And it saved quite a bit of money on the groceries.
Do you think we can get the next, this is my mission, is to get the next generation to look at growing their own food. I mean, even if they do it in pots or share a bushel of peas from a local farmer with their neighbor or their friends or their sister or brother, and get the next generation to canning and fermenting or even freezing to put food away. Do you think we can do this?
I should hope so. You know, I'm realizing being closer to the kids now than I've been in a number of years, that it's easy to talk to them, but it's another thing to see them put things into action.
Yeah. And I know
they'll take the easy way, but yeah, I take that back. My son, Delon, he does make a garden every year.
Oh, he does?
And he does that based on the fact that he grew up with gardens at the house. So he plants a garden every year.
Okay, cool. And my thing is, you know, I was at a farmers conference just recently down in Natchez, Mississippi. And my thing was trying to get the farmers, get them on fermenting fresh fruits and vegetables, but also getting them on heirloom seeds and getting them away from hybrid seeds or using herbicide and pesticide, because as we go into our grocery stores now, we see people don't want that. They don't want the herbicide and they don't want the pest. They want organic. They want their fruits and vegetables to be organic. They want to live more healthy because people knowing that this diet has a profound effect on our health and our mental health and capabilities. So people are waking up and they want it. And they're willing to pay that premium price to get it because either you pay for it on the back end or you pay for it on the front end, because either way there's going to be a cost that you're going to pay for eating the wrong way. And we want to be able to teach the next generation, because this generation is a lot more obese. They have much more health problems than we've had coming up. And this generation is not as active as we were. We were always outside playing, doing something, at least I was, riding my bike. outside, and then, you know, you had to come in on the porch when the porch light came on. I mean, when the street light came on, you're on the porch. So they're not as active and not creative with their toys, because we double dutch or riding a bike or skating or that kind of stuff. They're not that active. And then I don't think they have physical education anymore in the public school. Do they have that anymore?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right.
All the
right,
things
right.
that were good for us, they're not doing anymore.
Yeah, and we have, and our kids are so sick, and because we have this, the food that they're eating now is not healthy at all. So
right.
I don't know how to take the next generation, but I had an appointment earlier today, and I got tied up with that, and so I went to her on Friday, and I thought everything was good, but we're going to see what we can do to get through the show, and hopefully Shannon will see my text message because her voicemail was full to get her on. Her name is Shannon McKay, and she is with the Baker's Creek Seed Company, and we wanted to make sure we can get some seeds out to get the catalog out to him. He indicated that they were temporarily out of the catalog right now, but I'm advising each and every one of you to go on their website, and that is rareseeds.com, and order their catalog and get their free catalog, because it is awesome. It's a really thick catalog with some beautiful, beautiful fruits and vegetables. And I see watermelon of colors I've never even seen before. So
that's what I was looking at.
With the watermelon?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I said, yes, that's what I was looking at. I saw the yellow meat, as we called it, but I saw also the white watermelon that looked interesting.
Yeah, it's called White Wonder. Yeah, it's the White Wonder. And
yeah.
They have some different, I mean, they have colors of watermelon that is just humongous. And they have their seeds in it. I don't see nothing seedless. It's seed. And there's like tomatoes and I didn't know there was so many variety of tomatoes. I mean,
or sweet potatoes in different colors.
Yes. And I've learned from Dr. Sabi that carrots were originally black or red, and the orange carrot came about with them crossbreeding them to get the orange color carrot. That's a hybrid carrot. And I didn't know that. So this crossbreeding of our fresh fruits and vegetables has been done for years, and a lot of this, we've been growing up with this. And even tomatoes in the store now don't even taste like a tomato to me. It's something's missing out that taste that, you know,
right.
just run, you know, just run really good. So I'm just excited about the catalog. I have mine. And they have different type of peanuts and hot peppers and snow and snap peas. And we want to educate people about the fruits and vegetables that's growing here, and that it's important to have your own garden and to grow your garden. So we're going to take another little break and see what we can do. I'm going to try reaching Shannon. Okay? Thanks, Cynthia.
Okay.
Thank you.